Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. Unfortunately, I come to you after a rough Phillies loss yesterday. The Phillies finally win two games in a row for the first time since May 17th. Unable to carry the momentum through yesterday for a third straight as they drop 7-2 the game to the Colorado Rockies, losing the second game of the three-game series. Big one today, trying to win their first series in what feels like forever since the Toronto series. Prior to that, they have not won a series. It's been a long time, so hopefully the Phillies can get it done against a Rockies team that they should be able to get it done against. The Rockies had went lost five straight heading into yesterday's clash. Tyler Anderson just mows down the offense. The offense just can't get it going yesterday. And it was frustrating after Tuesday's game when they really had good at-bats and a good approach at the plate. And Scott Kingery goes from having his best game in months with the homers and the four RBIs, the homer and the four RBIs, to going 0-for-4 with four strikeouts yesterday out of the three holes. So it's frustrating this team can't seem to carry the momentum game to game. Only two runs yesterday, a Alfaro homer and a Jesmiel Valentin homer in the ninth inning there. So frustrating outcome yesterday for a Phillies team that just can't seem to get it going. Nick Pivetta, six earned runs, rough outing for Pivetta as well, as he looked really good for the first two innings, and then it all fell apart. Trevor Story gets him with a big double. Gerardo Parr with a big RBI hit. A couple of homers. Ian Desmond goes yard. It was a bummer. It was a bummer. And the Ian Desmond opposite field jag, no less. Story the opposite field double. Pivetta, they were having success hitting the ball to the opposite field. Right-handers against Pivetta. Not a great outing. Again, and Pivetta has been not quite as successful as he was earlier in the season over his last month or so of starts. And we saw that in spades yesterday. Really just looked great for those first two innings, was dealing. And then it all fell apart and unable to kind of put it back together. And the bullpen, Mark Leiter gives up a run. The seventh run of the game for the Rockies. They were pretty much, Phillies pretty much out of it at that point. Hector Neris, a nice clean inning, three strikeouts in one inning, and a run, a somewhat rocky inning as well. But Pivetta, certainly the story from the pitching perspective, cannot get the job done. The Phillies again fall 7-2, and really the offense. The frustrating part from last night again is Pivetta. Frustrating all around, just a tough outing. And again, hopefully the Phillies can find a way to go out today. Big day game down there. Vinny Velasquez taking on German Marquez. Velasquez coming off his worst outing of the season, 10 earned runs, but had been pitching so well going into that game. As prior to that, in his last six starts prior to the 10 run barrage, he had a 2.14 ERA allowed, a 2.03 batting average allowed. I think he had 45 strikeouts in 32 innings or something like that, if my memory serves me. So he's been pitching really well this season for the most part, and a few bad outings thrown in the bunch, and last time's certainly the worst. But you have to feel at least somewhat better about Velasquez at this point, watching the way he's pitched the majority of outings, and hope that the 10-run outing was just one that got away from him. And the Rockies, a nice matchup. German Marquez, actually pretty good as well. He's certainly got stuff. You'll see that. Sometimes has trouble controlling it. Should be a good matchup. And again, big one for the Phillies. They keep losing series. If they can just take a series here or there, like I said, and tread water through the month of June and get to the month of July with a little breathing room where they can really start to make a run later in the season, that would be ideal. A couple things I wanted to touch on before we look ahead to, again, a big one today down there at Citizens Bank Park before heading to Milwaukee for a series against the Brewers, as they will get the Brewers for the second time in a week. And obviously lose 2 out of 3 to the Brewers, 2 in a horrible fashion, 12-4 and 12-3. So looking to go out to Milwaukee and hopefully get some revenge against those Brewers. But first, today against the Rockies, we'll get to that in a minute. A couple things I wanted to touch on quickly before we get out of here with the shorter show with the game coming up today early on. Quickly, I wanted to mention two things with Gabe Kapler. One is both have been pretty present. One was the positivity thing we discussed a little bit yesterday, because it came up on Angelo Gattaldi's show yesterday as well after we had talked about it. But prior to that, I want to mention the bullpen thing, because it's become a hot topic after the 5-4, way closer than it should have been, a heart palpitating, inducing, whatever you want to call it, game in the first game of the Rocky series on Tuesday, up 5-1 in the ninth, and then Luis Garcia, it's all just falls apart, and then Sir Anthony Dominguez comes in and ultimately is able to get out of it by striking out Nolan Arenado, the 5-4 win, and that sparked a big discussion, and people are starting to talk about the whole closer versus non-closer thing for Sir Anthony Dominguez. I have maintained multiple times on this show and many times in the past that I believe that Gabe Kapler's decision, and this is a quote from Kapler that Sports Radio WIP tweeted out yesterday, but Gabe Kapler on Sir Anthony Dominguez: I just don't think an elite reliever is best deployed in any specific inning. The most important moment of a game may come with the bases loaded with two outs in the seventh inning. Yes. Yes, Gabe. Yes, that is my philosophy as well. I couldn't agree with the manager in this case more. And I've said many times on this show that I think it's silly to save your best reliever for that specific spot of if you're up 3 runs or less in the ninth inning or close to the ninth inning or whatever. It's silly, like Kapler said, that the biggest moment in the game could be in the sixth inning with one out and runners on second and third and a one-run game. And that run can't score. There is a really good shot that there will not be a higher leverage moment in that game from that spot. And if your closer is your quote-unquote closer, then you don't have him as an option in that spot. And I think Kapler is an even more of a pickle, or whatever you want to call it, because he doesn't have a lot of guys he can count on right now. This bullpen went from something that we all thought was something that we could count on to a bunch of guys you have question marks about, and they're talented guys. There's talent in that pen, but from Adubray Ramos to Hector Neris to Tommy Hunter to Adam Morgan, especially as of late, we've seen cracks in all these guys, and none of these guys seems like the guy who's ready to take the ball in the ninth inning. So, and again, I've also maintained on the show that I do believe it is important to have a guy you can count on in the ninth inning. I don't think mixing and matching in the ninth inning is necessarily the right move. I think that being a closer, there's some mentality to that, and I think certain guys can do it and certain guys can't. So I'm not saying they shouldn't have a closer and they shouldn't have a defined role there. What I'm saying is Sir Anthony Dominguez would be wasted in that role. He's too good. He's too valuable. Again, I have lauded many times the way Terry Francona used Andrew Miller a few years ago in the playoffs in the World Series. He was basically the ultimate fireman in the sense that whatever situation they needed outs the most in the highest leverage spots, Andrew Miller time. He brought him in the fifth inning of a game, brought him in the ninth inning of a game. That's what it was. And it ended up being a brilliant bit of managing that has really changed the way postseason managers use relievers. And it's the way it's kind of really starting to change the way baseball is using relievers. We're seeing it a lot where the best reliever on a lot of teams is not their closer anymore. You know, Josh Hader in Milwaukee, we talk about all the time. He's not their closer, and he's certainly their best reliever. Archie Bradley in Arizona, not their closer, definitely their best reliever. You could make a case that in New York, Dellin Betances is their best reliever, but, you know, Aroldis Chapman's pretty good too. So that's the point, really, though. When you look at a situation like that, I think that the Kapler's just a guy down. You know, they need one more guy you can really count on. Someone he can put in the ninth inning who wants the ball and can shut down games. But at least for me, And I feel very strongly about it and supporting Gabe Kapler in this spot that I think Sir Anthony Dominguez is way too valuable as a Swiss Army knife bullpen piece in the sense of putting him in when you need outs the most in the spot in a game. And look, who knows, that could be the ninth inning. Maybe there is spots where the biggest outs you need are in the ninth inning and then you can go to Sir Anthony. But I just think it's a waste to say we're saving him for these specific scenarios that might never happen. He's too good. And we've seen that. So I support Kapler here, and I support even more so this team if they really can, you know, hold their weight through June and get into July and play well in July and have a real shot to contend, then go out and trade for a Brad Hand or Kelvin Herrera or one of these closers on a bad team that shouldn't cost too much money if they're a rental. It shouldn't be that expensive. And obviously, if the market doesn't bear out, the market doesn't bear out. But ultimately, I think getting one more guy and leaving Sir Anthony in that role is what's most beneficial. But again, I do understand and agree with the concept that they need a guy. They need another guy, and they need a guy in that spot, in the closer spot. I just think that it would be a waste to make Sir Anthony that guy. All right, sticking with Gabe really quickly, before we look ahead to today's game, I wanted to mention the positivity thing one more time, because we got into it a bit yesterday, but Angelo Cataldi actually asked Gabe about it on his show yesterday, and I missed it prior to our show, but he asked him point blank about the whole being positive after a big loss and getting your butts kicked and still going out there and you know, being positive and talking about the positives of everything. And I thought Gabe had a really interesting, thoughtful answer to the question. I'm going to play the audio and then we'll discuss. But here it is from Angelo Cataldi's show yesterday, Gabe Kapler. And you'll hear the question from Angelo on why he has that positive mentality all the time.
Gabe, I got to talk to you. I was watching the game Saturday. You're the most positive person I've ever seen in my whole life. You lost the game, and you came out, and the first remarks you made, the Brewers scored 12 runs, you praised the equipment manager. And I'm watching that, and I'm going, the guy never gets down. You must get down sometime, right, Gabe? You're not always as upbeat as you normally are, right?
It's really interesting that you brought up Phil Sheridan, our equipment manager. As you're sharing that, it made me think about my grandmother. My grandmother's 102 years old, and I remember her sitting at the foot of my bed when I was 7 or 8, and I was sick. And she's telling me that how I feel is a decision. And that was a really important moment in my development. Basically, she was saying that we all have a choice about kind of the color of our lenses, how we see the world. And what we choose to focus on, we focus on. So when I think about our players or a game like that night, all of our players have tremendous athletic qualities, and then all of them are flawed at the same time. So when given a choice, I believe that people respond more favorably when their strengths are noticed and called out. So that's not to say that we don't identify areas of improvement or we don't see negativity and that we don't seek to improve. We absolutely do. But as a player and as a manager, it was and is much more about bringing energy that stays consistent, it's strong, because that energy creates better outcomes, not just in this minute, but over time. So you bring that strong, positive energy no matter what's happening around you.
I got to tell you, I thought that was a great answer. And there are a few things in there I thought were really fascinating. I have a 100-year-old grandmother who I just saw, so I can feel Gabe on the 102-year-old grandmother. But I thought that, first and foremost, look, I think that the concept of happiness or whatever, positivity is a decision, is mostly true. You know, look, there are some people who have issues with depression and all that type of stuff. So I don't think that it is as cut and dried as he makes it seem. But I do think that the heart of what he's saying is dead on, in the sense that when you're talking about your guys and you're trying to motivate people and you have people working for you or whatever it is, I think that I'm a big believer in positivity and positive reinforcement as a way to get the most out of those people. And I know that there are a lot of people who feel like you should yell at your employees or this or that. And look, we've seen managers like that, but that's not who Gabe Kapler is, and I can identify with who Gabe Kapler is. I do think that you catch more bees with honey, as they say. I think that's a cliche for a reason. And I think that hearing the way Gabe talks about it, I understand that sometimes we want to see more anger and vitriol when the team performs badly. I get that, but at the same time, I also really understand where Gabe's coming, and I respect it. I appreciate it. And for me, if he were my boss, if I were on his team, I would love it. You know, I would be someone who's like, yeah, you're right. I am good at that, and that I want to be better. I want to be better for you, Gabe, because you have such faith in me, and you're always pointing out my good positive things. I want to do good for you too. And I don't know if everyone thinks that way, but I know that I do, and I think that that's kind of the mentality Gabe is trying to foster. And again, as he points out, it deserves time. You know, you can't judge this without giving the man time to build these relationships and to see what this positivity over time can really do, if it does wear on people, or if, you know, conversely, it's something where it really gets the best out of people. So I think he deserves the time to figure that out. All right, big one today is the Phillies. Again, it has been so long since they have won a series, and they have the opportunity to do it today. German Marquez on the hill for the Rockies. Marquez, again, a really talented pitcher. Hasn't put it all together yet, and certainly pitching half your games in Colorado doesn't help. But he is, you'll see, he's got a lot of stuff and a lot of talent, but I also think someone the Phillies can take advantage of with their approach, as we saw them do against the talented John Gray in game one of this series. It's going to come down to the offense getting it done. I feel a bounce back from Vinny. I feel a bounce back. Hopefully that 10-run outing doesn't kind of push him the other way and cause him to get more in his own head. Hopefully he can bounce back and be the Vinny we've seen for the majority of the starts this season. And you know, look, we need it. You need something from Vinny Velasquez today, because this is a big one. Is the heading to Milwaukee, best record in the National League. Not fun. Also, you lose a game against the Brewers and the Braves and the Nats, both winning yesterday. You lose a game on both. So, big game today. Hopefully, the Phillies can get it done. Either way, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow and to look ahead again to the big series in Milwaukee. But keep it here. We've got you covered the rest of the day right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.